give you the ancient number system. In the ancient number system, one is God. Two is body and soul, or duality. Three, new life, resurrection, new beginning. Four is your fourfold nature, your physical, spiritual, intellectual, emotional. Five is meditation and sacrifice. Six, doctrine, laws, religion. Seven is divine intervention. Eight is rupture and separation. Nine is human consciousness and life, which is what we will discuss today. 10 is completion. 11, you see one. And 12 is the number of perfection in Hebrew. Just a quick note on that number five there. Five is meditation and sacrifice. In meditation, you shut off the mind. Religion will tell you that you're supposed to baptize yourself. Baptism is meditating. It's five stages of consciousness. You have earth, water, air, fire, new mind. So what meditation does is you take the earth, you're meditating, you shut off everything. It takes practice. You dip yourself into the water. This is symbolic of the brain, the fluid, the cerebrospinal fluid. Once you come out of the water, you meet the air. That's why the Bible says we will meet Jesus in the air. This is where you get the slang term, an airhead. There's nothing there. Because when you come out of water into the air, there's nothing. After that, there's fire. And you have the new mind, renewed mind. That is baptism through meditation. The other five is the sacrifice. Jesus had to sacrifice five things. The church never tells you what he had to sacrifice. But I'm going to tell you. So the five things that Jesus had to sacrifice, they call them the five holy wounds. The five holy wounds represent your five senses. So in order for you to be at one with what you call God, which sits at the right side of your brain, you have to sacrifice your senses. And when Jesus sacrificed his senses, that's when Jesus ascended and sat at the right hand of God. This didn't literally take place. It is a symbolic story of what takes place inside of you. Everything that the Bible talks about is talking about something that's going on inside of you. The names of places is talking about names and particular parts of the body that function throughout the story. Okay? So now we're going to get into the number nine. Number nine represents life and consciousness. We have a number line, 1 through 9. When you add these numbers up, 1 through 8, you'll get 36. But when you add them up with the 9, you get 45. 4 plus 5 equals 9. The ancient people that put these number systems together knew what they were talking about based on your internal operation. What you call your internal operation today, you call it God. That would be your generator, operator, and destroyer. Your generator, your operator, your destroyer, your gut. Also in the Bible, we have the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, everything was measured in cubits, right? So we're going to take the story of Noah's Ark. First of all, Noah never existed. Okay? Never existed. But for the sake of the story, I'm going to explain this to you. And on top of that, Noah's what, 600 years old? And God asked this guy to build a boat and take all these animals on the boat. Fleas, ticks, elephants, everything, right? It's really crazy. All right, so let's look at the measurements. A cubit is 18 inches. 1 plus 8 is 9. Noah's Ark, these are the measurements. 300 cubits long, 50 cubits wide, 30 cubits in height. When you add these numbers up, they equal back to 9. We're talking about life and consciousness, not an actual boat that people are still looking for. Okay? The boat never existed. Now let's compare this to a football field. The length of Noah's Ark was 450 feet long. A football field is 350 feet. So this boat was bigger than a football field. And you're telling me this old man with his Black and Decker tools, built a boat, and you believe it. Okay. It's interesting, right? Let's go to Solomon's Temple. Solomon's Temple, again, is not an actual building. The temple of God, the kingdom of God, where God dwells at, in this temple, is not an actual physical place. It's not up there in the sky somewhere. It's not a building here on earth. The temple was built without human hands, nor the sound of saw or hammer. The temple was built without human hands, nor the sound of saw or hammer. It was built in silence. So where is that temple at? The temple, built without human hands, nor the sound of saw or hammer. This is God's kingdom of heaven. This is where God dwells at. So Solomon's task was to rebuild the temple. Let's look at the measurements. Again, we have 60 cubits in length, 20 cubits in width, 30 cubits in height. When you add these numbers up, they all add back to 9. Because everything that we do is based off of life and consciousness. The ancient people knew this, that everything works internally, and they built outward. The fishermen in the New Testament, the two fishermen, one of the two disciples or apostles, whatever you want to call them, they're trying to catch fish. They can't catch fish. So, you know, Jesus is going to walk down the road, although he never existed. They go, yo, Jay. He goes, what's up, y'all? Man, we can't catch fish, man. We're having problems over here. Can you help us out? So Jesus said, I tell y'all what. Cast your net to the right side. All right? I'm out. So when the fishermen casted their net to the right side, they caught 153 fish. Equals back to 9, life and consciousness. Casting your net to the right side is a symbolic story of being at one with God. God sits on the right side. This is your divine heavenly side, the right side. Your left side, of course, facing me is the opposite, but your left side, that is your carnal mind. That is your mind that is against anything that you call God. It is against it. That's your will, your ego, your resistance to God is your carnal mind. We operate off the 10% of our mind, which is the left side, the carnal mind. The 90% is dormant. We don't really deal with that side too much. This is where tithing comes into place. Religion will have you thinking that tithing has to do with you going into your pocket and giving the churches money. Since y'all been acting up with that, we got ATMs in here now, so there's no excuses. You can Cash App, you can Venmo, you can do anything now, right? Pay them tithes. But originally, tithing had nothing to do with giving your money. It is giving up the 10%, the carnal mind, over to the 90%, the divine godly side. Give me your will, your ego. That is the tithing. Shut everything down. Shut it off. Okay? So the fishermen, 153, 5 plus 1 plus 3 equals 9. Life and consciousness. This is a good one right here. 666, mark of the beast. They always talk about the mark of the beast, right? What's the mark of the beast? Oh, yeah, that's the barcode. You know what I'm saying? Because now you're going to have barcodes on the back of your neck, and they're just going to scan you. You know what I mean? I'm like, okay. So they say, right? But the barcode does not have nothing to do with the mark of the beast. 666, the mark of the beast is actually me and you and everyone else. We are the beast in the kingdom of God with all the other beasts. The difference between us and the other beasts out here is we have options. We can decide if we want to or not. They operate strictly off of instinct. We have instincts, but we have that carnal mind too that tells us, eh, maybe not. So we are the mark of the beast, and the mark is 6 protons, 6 neutrons, 6 electrons. We add this up, it's 18. And again, 1 plus 8 is 9. The mark of the beast is representing and talking about life and consciousness. Again, don't let these people out here trick you and regurgitate disinformation and have you going left when you should be going right. Okay? let's get to the 24-hour clock, or the 12-hour clock, actually. Okay? In the 12-hour clock, we have seconds within this clock. We have the 12-hour clock, we have the 24-hour clock, we have the seconds within a month and a year. When you add these numbers up, they all equal back to 9. Even with the clock, we're dealing with life and consciousness. They're not going to tell you this, all right? We have 9 months of gestational pregnancy. They say we have 9 planets. When we get to the book of Revelation, the book of Revelation is not a book about death, war, end of the world. The book of Revelation is about revealing. So anything that happened in Genesis, the beginning of your mind coming into existence, up until Revelation, and Revelation is revealing everything that has taken place. In the book of Revelation, you have the 144,000 which was saved. Talking about the 12 tribes, squared. That's how you get to 144,000, 12 times 12. This is cosmic frequency, above. Okay? Also, with this 144,000, the frequency is what our DNA operates off of. Our DNA operates off the 144,000 frequency. Again, we're talking about light and consciousness, not the end of the world. So don't let past the platinum shoes fool you. What else we got here? We did the clock, right? Revelations, pregnancy. Let's work this side of the board, right? On average, the heart beats at 72 per minute, 72 beats per minute, boop, boop, right? Per hour, per day, and per year. When these numbers are added up, they equal back to 9. The heart operates off of life and consciousness. Well, it's actually not the heart. This is a pump, okay? It has 4 chambers, 4 valves. It's the pump. A circle, a complete circle, is 360 degrees. But when you half that 360, you get 180. And every time you half those degrees, when you add them up, they equal back to 9. Again, we're talking about life and consciousness. So the information that I share with you, I got this information from old books. I mean, old books that you have to wear white gloves and they get them out of air-conditioned cabinets, display cabinets. You know, again, most of this information is now available to you because of we're in a digital age of technology, the age of Aquarius, and that's the age of information. We came from the age of Pisces, which was the age of religion. So all of this stuff came from the age of Pisces. We are in the age of Aquarius, and I'm not sure when the age of Aquarius ends. Also, that's what they're talking about when they say the end of times. When they talk about the end of times or the end of days, they're talking about the age. So right now, we're in the age of Aquarius. But the end of times was the end of Pisces, the religion age. Now we're in the Aquarian age, which is information and technology. That's why all this technology is being given to us today. So most of the books that I've gotten this information from, you can get it online now. But there are some books that are just not available. I believe I covered everything with this one. There's more, though. There is more. Oh, here we go. Jesus, he never existed, but Jesus dies on the 9th hour. Right? So again, we covered the clock, the seconds in the clock. We covered the cubit, 18 inches. Noah, the old man Noah, building the boat. Solomon's temple, the fishermen trying to catch fish. We broke down Mark of the Beast, the 666, 6 protons, 6 neutrons, 6 electrons. Your DNA operates off 144,000 frequency. Yeah, we got it, man. We got it. But look, I have some more stuff for you. Again, you can check out the book, I Am That I Am. The Bible is Cosmic Psychology.